My guest at this time is Florida Republican Congressman Ted Yoho. He represents the Sunshine State's 3rd Congressional District, and he joins me now to talk about new legislation which defines, in more specific terms, one of the most important parts of the Constitution. And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
Greg, I appreciate you having me on.
Article 2, Section 4 says, "The President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors." And it's the other high crimes and misdemeanors that I know your legislation seeks to clarify here. Explain how this bill got started and how you define these other issues.
Sure, I'd be glad to. Greg, every time we go back to the district, and even before I ran, people said, we've got the three branches of government are out of balance. When is Congress going to stand up and have some accountability and rein in the power of the executive branch? And as you well know, the executive branch has been growing stronger and stronger over the past two or three decades. But this past presidency, this administration with President Obama, it seems to be on steroids, and it's just growing stronger and stronger. And, you know, when I decided to run, we said we would hold government accountable, or people in government accountable. And with what we've seen here, and I think the last straw was on November 20th with the executive order on amnesty overreach of the president, and when over 30 times in a six-year period of time he said he did not have the authority to change the law on immigration, yet he went ahead and did. And Judge Hainan from Texas came out and put an injunction in there and stopped him. And it was kind of where the red line needs to be drawn, because pretty much every week we're up here, we hear one of the legislator or the news talk about the constitutional crisis that we're facing. And it's in so many different areas, whether it's religious freedoms or redefining marriage or trampling on states' rights. We've got to draw that line that says from this point forward, all presidents, I don't care if they're Republican, Democrat, from the planet Mars, they're going to be held to the confines of the Constitution. And with this resolution, it kind of sets the parameters of what they can and can't do, and that, yes, we will hold them accountable.
Impeachable offenses, according to your legislation, would include failing to take care that the laws be faithfully executed through signing statements or systematic policies of non-enforcement, substituting executive agreements for treaties. We were seeing that right now with Iran, potentially, as well as maybe a climate change agreement down the road. There's also other issues, including initiating war without congressional authorization, spending funds in defiance of appropriations laws, and refusing to comply with congressional subpoenas for documents of testimony. Is this meant to be an exhaustive list or a list of issues that obviously lawmakers are facing right now?
These are the ones we're facing right now. No, it's not an exhaustive list, but the ones you read off, I think, are very poignant and they're very clear cut and dry. And unfortunately, they're very recent. If you look at when we attacked Libya what was it, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, we attacked him and he didn't come for President Obama didn't come to Congress for authorization in the expected 60 days. It was over 90 days that when he came. The NLRB recess appointments that he did when Congress wasn't in recess, he put three people on the board of the NLRB, the National Labor Relations Board, or Bureau. And, you know, Congress sued him. We won the lawsuit. The administration appealed it to the Supreme Court, and they lost handedly 9-0. And the amount of time, the amount of money, and the waste of time for the American taxpayers, while we're chasing and trying to hold a president accountable to the Constitution, if we had a person, a chief executive, that would faithfully execute the laws, as you pointed out in Article 2, Section 4, this wouldn't be an issue, and we could get on with America's business. But when you have to play like a babysitter to say, no, you can't do that over and over and over again, the American people are tired of it. And as I go back to the district, as I say, you know, it's getting more and more. When are you going to hold this administration accountable? And the beauty of this is not attacking this president. It's attacking all future this president and all future presidents.
What are you hearing from your leadership on this? The general rule or general thought on this over the last few years has been, well, there aren't enough votes to convict on impeachment, so it would just look like a political fishing expedition, and the Republicans would end up getting hurt more than the president would on this. So is there general support for clarifying what high crimes and misdemeanors are?
Oh, yeah, and that's the whole thing about this. This is not about impeaching. This is about following the rule of law, and this is a notice that says from this point forward there will be no impeachment as long as you stay within these parameters. And so the word impeachment shouldn't even be uttered. It's these are the – these. It'd be like an NFL game. You know, you have the rule book, and then you have the umpires, referees, the line judges. The rule book is the Constitution, and the umpires and the referees are there so that you can have a control game. The legislatures, are the House of Representatives, is the only one that can really hold the president in check. And the people can't. The people we represent can't, but yet they want it done. I personally want it done. And so unlike football, which is a game, this is not a game. This, you're talking about the United States of America and preserving our Constitution so that we don't have to talk about a constitutional crisis in the future. So, you know, it's not so much about impeachment. It's about redefining the rule of law and then adhering to that and let people know that are the executive that we're going to stand up and we're going to hold you accountable.
We're talking with Florida Republican Congressman Ted Yoho. And Congressman, I know you consulted the Federalist Papers as well as constitutional scholars on this. I'm sure you've had some folks respond to this and say, well, the framers probably deliberately left this vague so that Congresses in the moment could determine what was an impeachable offense, what was a high crime, what was a misdemeanor, that sort of thing. So what did you learn from your consultations, and what do you make of the argument that it should be left deliberately vague?
Well, Greg, I think you brought up a very good point. The founders actually did make it very vague, because if they said it's based on incompetence, it's based on ignorance, or, you know, they started to play around with that. But what they found out is those are very loosely defined. And so they allowed Congresses to go ahead and define those in the future. Federal 65, Alexander Hamilton talked about, you know, what is impeachable and what is not, and why we have these parameters here. And we met with outside counsels from different organizations. We met with Bruce Fein, who helped us draft this, who used to be an assistant attorney general under Ronald Reagan. And then we've had some other outside legal scholars. And so I feel real good about this. And again, this is not to say this is impeach. We are going to impeach you. This is just a, kind of a warning shot that says, you know, adhere to the law. Just like the rest of the American citizens, the hardworking taxpayers have to adhere to, follow the rule of law, and then we'll get along just famously.
Congressman, I know you're just introducing this. Do you expect this to get to the floor fairly soon?
Anything we introduce, we expect to get to the floor. We don't do things just for show and stuff like that. And there's no reason that any representative of the American people, I don't care what state, what party, Democrat, Republican, should shy away from this, because this holds all presidents accountable. So you could assume if we got a Republican president in 2016 and they didn't want to enforce parts of Obamacare and just say, no, we're not going to do that. No, we're not going to do that. And they wave their pen and their phone and say, nope, we're not going to do that. You know, we have got to hold them accountable. And so, yeah, let me give you a perfect example on what's going on with the Iran negotiations. Many of the legislators feel it's needed to resist an executive encroachment on their authority. And I think what you're seeing is a natural reaction to the president's overreach in many areas and a desire for the Senate to reassert its traditional and constitutional role. And that's according to Susan Collins out of Maine. And we're hearing that from the Senate. We're hearing it from the House. And it's up to us to draw a fine line so that from this point forward, all presidents know what the parameters are, just like the rule book for a football game. But again, like I said, this is not a game. This is our country.
Congressman, we'll be following. Thanks very much for your time today.
Greg, appreciate it. You take care, and thanks for staying in touch.
Absolutely. Bye. Florida Republican Congressman Ted Yoho represents his state's 3rd congressional district. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.